Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. We're getting near the end, just one lab to go. We're in lab number 8, the Windows Store. This is the biggie, how to interact with the Windows Store. So, mind you, we're not going to demonstrate the process of submitting the app for approval in the Windows Store. We're merely looking at this from a programmatic perspective. Things like, how can we enable a trial version in the app? How can we limit the features or limit the time that the user can use the app? How can we sell in-app items? And then also, how can we retrieve licensing information for an app in order to determine whether the app is in trial mode or which, if any, in-app items have been licensed by the end user. So this should be really fun, and if you're already imagining an app for sale like I am, this should help flesh out your business model and how to make everything a reality. So again, we're in hands-on lab number 8, the Windows Store. We're going to start with exercise number 1 to detect trial versions. And we'll be modifying that about page that we added a few lessons ago to include licensing information. It'll show whether or not they're running the app as a trial. They'll see a purchase button, and then we'll wire up that purchase button in one of the next exercises. But ultimately, the pricing information will be retrieved from the Windows Store out in the cloud so that we can dynamically change the price if we want by just going to their administration panel and making a price change. And so we can occasionally run a sale, I guess, if you will. Now, making this work locally while we're developing it without having our app actually featured in the Windows Store requires that we mock up the Windows Store somehow. Fortunately, we can use a special class called the Windows.ApplicationModel.Store.CurrentAppSimulator to simulate the communication of our app with the Windows Store. So, if you just kind of peek ahead at task number 1, we're going to copy this configuration file that they've already created for us, just a simple XML file called license.xml. And so the license file gives the current app simulator the information that it needs in order to simulate the interaction and the data that's available from the Windows Store API. So the instructions encourage us then, after we include it in our project, to actually pop it open, take a look at it. We're going to be modifying it a little bit later in this lesson. We can expect each time that we run the app for it to be reset to a trial version without any additional in-app purchases enabled. As you can see in the XML file, in just a moment, if we really wanted to, we could easily modify that as needed. So let's go ahead and take that step. In the first task, we want to grab the license file, and I'm going to be pulling it from this source that I made available at the very beginning of this series. And if I look in the data folder, there should be a license folder, and I'm just going to drag and drop it over to my data folder in Visual Studio. All right, and so then I'm going to open it up in Visual Studio and just take a look at it. All right, and so as you can see in the XML file, if we really needed to, we can modify just about anything about this. Let's see, the name, the description, we're going to modify the price a little bit later in this lesson. You can also see where we have an add-on product that will be able to be purchased in-app called the Italian Recipes. So we'll hide them unless somebody has licensed the Italian Recipes, and then we'll show them as well. So another way to monetize our app. And then at the very bottom, this license information is active, is trial, the expiration date for the trial, and then whether the user has licensed the Italian Recipes or not, and that's currently set to false. All right. So again, pretty easy to modify. Again, we're just mocking up what will really happen whenever we submit our app to the Windows Store and when we interact with the Windows Store API, which will kind of keep all this information hidden from end users. And obviously, we want to remove this configuration file as well as the code that accesses this temporary file from our project once we're ready to actually submit to the real Windows Store. So just keep that step in mind. All right, so I think we've already taken the first step here in task number 1. Next up, what we want to do is open the default.js and add the following statements, aliases to windows.applicationModel and windows.storage. We're going to need windows.storage so that we can access this license.xml file. I think the windows.applicationModel is going to be what actually lets us turn on and turn off parts of our app based on what we find from the Windows Store API. So let's go ahead and find our default.js. and we're going to add those lines of code right here to alias out these two namespaces. Now, the next instruction, unfortunately, got cut off in my version of the hands-on labs. You can see number 5, add the following statements to the activated event, and there's no code to copy. All right. So what happened was there was just a slight mix-up whenever they were publishing this. Not a big deal. What I've done for you, if you were currently using the XML version of this, or I'm sorry, the HTML version of the hands-on labs, the Word version, the Word doc version, actually has this instruction. I went ahead and exported that into a PDF in case you don't have Word installed. And so I've already highlighted, let's see, the lines of code here that we're going to need to copy over. At least I did a moment ago. Looks like it. Yeah, here we are. This is what we need. Add the following statements to the activated event handler before the if app session state history statement. Okay, so let's just grab all this. But let's go here. All right, I believe it wants us to put it here. Let me just double check real quick. So as the lab says, it basically, the code that we just added uses the storage API to locate the file and to load it. It says you can do this without using this XML file, but this gives us an approximation of what it will really be like. So, and we've already done this, opening up the license.xml file and looked at its contents. So let's move on to the next part where we are modifying the about page. So let's open up the about.html page, and then we're going to find the H4 element that we added with the text trial version, and we're going to add the ID info attribute. So that's easy enough. So let's go to pages, about, and here we are with about.html, and we want to go to this trial version, and we want to be able to access it programmatically, so we're adding an ID. Great. Also, we're going to want to style it up. I believe that's probably going to be one of the next options as well. We're going to also add the button, and this will allow people to purchase right here from the about page. And we want to style up the purchase button. So we'll add this right before the media queries, which will style up the width and the height and set a margin on our purchase button that we just added. And then we want to go to the about.js and add this at the very top to alias out this Windows Application Model Store Current App Simulator, what we talked about at the very intro. So let's do that. Great. And next up, we're going to add the following statements to the ready function. So this is where we show the current price that we're retrieving currently from the current app simulator that's pulling its information from the license.xml file into our button. If we're currently in a trial mode, if we're not in the trial mode, that means the user has licensed it, so there should be a valid until. We're going to grab that from licenseinformation.expirationDate and put that in our new H4 with the ID of info, and then we'll hide this button in that case. So here in the ready, we're going to paste in that code. Great. And now what are we going to do? Let's go ahead, examine the code. I think we've already done that. So now we're going to test the app just to see if we get the results, and then we'll start making modifications to the XML files to see how if our code logic in the about.js file actually works. So let's go ahead and now run the app. Let's go to settings, about. All right, so we're currently in trial version, and you can upgrade to the full version for $12.99. Great. Okay, so let's go back out, and instructions tell us to change the purchase price, and we'll go also change from is trial from, well, first of all, let's change the purchase price just by itself. So go to the license.xml, and let's change the purchase price to $8.99, so we'll temporarily put it on sale and run it. All right, so you can see the pricing has changed. Great. And now we will go from is trial from true to false. All right, great. And we're valid until 2022, and our button is gone. So our logic works as well. Okay, so this lesson is a huge boon for our plans for world domination by selling apps in the Windows Store, right? Next up, we're going to learn how to simulate the purchase whenever you click on the purchase button that we added to the About page. So we'll see you there. Thank you. Mm-hmm.